Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, 10th canto, chapter 63. Text 39. Okay, Shiva, what chapter? I'm sorry. Okay, yeah, that's it. Looks different on the internet than in the Bhagavatam. Okay. Tataiva Surya Pihitaschaya Swaya. Chayam Chavupani Chak Sanchakasti. Chayam Chavupani Chak Sanchakasti. Guninascha Bhuman. Yataiva Surya Pihitascha Yayashvaya. Chayam Chagupani Chasancha Kasti. Evam Gunena Pihita Gunamstram. Adma Pradipo Guninascha Bhuman. Bhaktivedanta Academy.
I am the Pani Chaitanya.
Die kalte Frühjahr, die Töchter alle Feuer. Evangelina, can you help me? At my feet, open in a gentleman. Chita Eva, just as Surya, the sun. Sihita, covered. Chayaya, by the shade. Swaya, its own. Chayam, the shade. Cha, end. Rupani, visible forms. Cha, also. Sanchaskati, illuminate. Evam, similarly. Gunena, by the material quality of false ego. Apihita, covered. Gunan, the qualities of matter. Tvam, you. Atmapradipa, self-luminous. Gunina, the possessors of these qualities. The living entities. Cha, and. Bhuman, O Almighty One. Translation. O Almighty One, just as the sun, though hidden by a cloud, illuminates the cloud and all other visible forms as well, so you, although hidden by the material qualities, remain self-luminous, and thus reveal all those qualities, along with the living entities who possess them. Let's repeat. O Almighty One, just as the sun, though hidden by a cloud, illuminates the cloud and all other visible forms as well, so you, although hidden by the material qualities, remain self-luminous and thus reveal all those qualities along with the living entities who possess them. Purport. Here, Lord Shiva further clarifies the idea expressed in the final two lines of the previous verse. The analogy of the clouds and the sun is appropriate. With its energy, the sun creates clouds, which cover our vision of the sun. Yet, it is the sun that allows us to see the clouds and all other things as well. Similarly, the Lord expands his illusory potency and thus prevents us from directly seeing him. Yet it is God alone who reveals to us his covering potency, namely the material world. And thus the Lord is Atma Pradipa, self-luminous. It is the reality of his existence that makes all things visible. How many of you saw the sun rising on your way to the temple this morning? Isn't it beautiful sunrise? Yeah. So when we have a cloudy day, is the sun still out? Right? Because the difference between night and day is pretty stark. When the sun is out, even when it's hidden by the clouds, it's there. So Krishna is always there, even when he's hidden to our from our viewpoint by the material energy. And it's his energy that's covering us, covering all the living entities in the material world, just like it's the sun. It's the sun's energy that creates the clouds, right? The sun's energy that creates the clouds. So Krishna is, I was thinking about this, Krishna's the greatest magician, right? He appears and he disappears. He makes things visible, he makes things invisible. And in his Vishnu form of Mahavishnu, He is the creator. The whole cosmic manifestation, the whole realm comes, is expanded from Mahavishnu. And what comes after, what's Mahavishnu's first expansion? Which Vishnu? Who lays down on the causal ocean? And I know the adults know this, but let's see if any of the kids know. Starts with a G. Garbhadakshayi Vishnu. And what happens from Garbhadakshayi Vishnu? What happens? All the universes come out of the cord. Now, to somebody who doesn't read our scriptures, that sounds pretty far out, doesn't it? I mean, like, think about it. Like, really, you guys believe this? But wait, I'm going to get that. I'm going to get something that's going to... So, and then Lord Vishnu, Garbhadakshayi Vishnu, further expands himself into another form. It starts with a K. Let's see if anyone else knows before you. And if not, any of the boys? Okay. Sarva? No? I mean, yes, because everybody's Krishna's expansion too. But we're going to go, we're looking for Kshirodakshayi Vishnu. And this is the form of Vishnu, of Krishna, that expands himself into every living entity's heart. Now, when we think of living entities, you know, first we always kind of tend to think of humans, right? I mean, at least I do. And then you go, oh, wait, every living entity. Krishna says every living entity. So what are some of the other living entities? Okay. Sarva's awake. Anyone else awake this morning? Do any of you have pets? Do any of you talk to spiders? Do you... Okay, so I want to see, Radha, some other living entities that Krishna's in the heart of. No? Pantamukhi? Karina? Monkeys! Okay. Sarva? And? Lots of them here. Yes. Raccoons? Okay. Now I want you to think smaller. Living entities that are smaller than a lot of the animals. I couldn't hear you. Adam? He does expand into every atom, but first we're talking about living entities. Who else? I'm going to have to start calling that. Okay. Germs, microbes, viruses, bacteria, the things we're always trying to kill. Yes. Okay, so yes, the single cell, right? It's described that even the single cell living entities, Krishna is in the heart. Now, how many of us see Krishna in the heart of the fire ants when they're biting us? Or the mosquitoes when they're stinging? Or the... But to think like that, to actually understand, at least, that Krishna is in every living entity's heart. And that every living entity is part of Krishna and has a relationship with Krishna and is on a journey to get back home, back to Godhead, because made a wrong turn and kind of blew it. Came to the material world and took a material body one after another. So another thing I was, when you think about Krishna's greatness, and I was thinking, like, who can count how many living entities are in the universe? I mean, really. And this is just one of the universes. Have any of you ever cooked with mustard seeds? Have you ever, or seen your mom or your grandma cook with mustard seeds? Okay. Have you ever spilled a bag of mustard seeds? I did. You spilled a bag of mustard seeds? And what? You had to use a giant vacuum cleaner. There's a lot of mustard seeds in that bag or that box, yes. But that's the description, that there's more universes than a giant bag of mustard seeds. It's unlimited, Krishna's creation. And Krishna's the greatest artist. I mean, look at all the variety that we see. I've lived in Florida now for 18 years, and I always find varieties of living entities, especially insects and grasshoppers and moths, and that I'd never seen before. Like, wow, where did this one come from? And if you travel to other places like the rainforests in the world, there's so many varieties of living entities. And those are just the ones we can see. There's so many other varieties of living entities that we don't even see with our eyes. So So Krishna is the greatest artist, and just like there's a, how many of you like to do art? And really, what do we do with our art? We take the material, we take our colored pencils and our paints and our crayons or our pastels, our paintbrushes, and we recreate something that Krishna's already created, right? So have any of you ever tried to count the number of stars in the sky? Did you get very far? Wow, I've got some astronomers here. A lot of you have tried to count. Okay, so that's just in this one universe, all those stars that we see, and those that we can't see, all of the ones in our universe. We're just seeing from one vantage point. But there's described, have any of you ever thought about counting how many grains of sand there are when you're at a beach? You've thought about it. Did you ever do it? No? Kind of daunting, right? Like, how could you possibly count all those grains of sand? So, and there's a lot of beaches just on this planet, what to speak of in the universe. I have a special, some special books. Brej is going to give them to the teachers so the kids can move around them. There's one on sand. There's one scientist who lives in Hawaii who figured out how to create a super, super high-powered microscope, like 150 times or something like that, and he started collecting grains of sand and looking at them under this super high-powered microscope, and each and every grain of sand looks completely different. Some of them, just like we know snowflakes, that each and every one is different, right? Well, the grains of sand, because they're from rocks that have been broken down from places all over the world, all different kinds of stones and gemstones and mountains make up the sand we see on the beach. Sometimes the sand looks like it's white. Sometimes it looks like it's tan. Sometimes it's a black sand beach if it's near a volcano, and a reddish. Have any of you seen different colors of sand beaches? Yes. So, but it doesn't matter what color you see with your eye. When you look under the super-powered microscope, you'll see all these other colors and shapes, and it's amazing. So this scientist, he went further. He started doing that with the cells in our body. The blood cells look really beautiful, and the skin cells, and things that we don't think of particularly beautiful. Under these microscopes, you see amazingly differently than we do with our eyes. And then he started just applying it to so many of the things in Krishna's creation. And other photographers have done that with looking very closely at, there's another book that's coming around, seeds. It's amazing what some seeds look like when you put them up close. And pollen. And, you know, inside fruits and inside flowers. So the reason I brought these books, one is because I love getting myself to see the beauty in Krishna's creation. But I wanted to share with you so that you don't look at things the same way. So that when you look around, you have that sense of awe and wonder at the creation. Krishna's material energy is absolutely astonishing. And when we can look at it and see it, and then when we tag it back, we look at it, that this is actually, Krishna has his material energy and he has his spiritual energy. But to Krishna, is there a difference? Because if it's coming from Krishna, it's also spiritual. So to have that awareness that everything is Krishna's energy. And there's one beautiful verse, it's from the Padma Purana, but it shows up in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, it shows up in the Bhagavatam, and Srila Prabhupada quotes it a lot. Atashi Krishna Namadi, Nabhadad Grayam Indriyai, Sevan Mukehi Jivado, Swayam Eva Spiratvida. With our material senses, we can't perceive Krishna in his personal form, in his name, in his qualities, in his pastimes. We just can't understand Krishna. We can hardly understand his material creation. We really can't. The scientists have been at it for centuries, millenniums, and they really can't get it either. And that's all they do, is try to understand the material energy. So the way, who can tell me how we get to, how do we get to see or perceive Krishna's spiritual energy and even his material energy? How can we do that? Is that a hard question? I'm not getting all the, should I ask one of the adults? Okay, how? I just quoted the verse where we know this is, it's revealed to us. Oh, and is there a microphone that can go around?
When we render service to Krishna, then our senses become purified, and then we can begin to perceive him with our spiritual senses.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. And Krishna reveals himself to us, and yes, when he's pleased with us, right? Through our devotional service, through our chanting, our prayer. So it's actually a mystical thing, like Krishna is the greatest, and he's the source of everything, and when he chooses to reveal himself to us, that's when we get to see him in both material energy and, most importantly, in the spiritual energy. And the secret, right? Sometimes you hear about the secret. So what's the secret to Krishna revealing himself? It's not what the materialists think is the secret. They missed it. And there's a beautiful verse in the Brahma Samhita, giving you a hint. It tells us what the secret is to being able to see Krishna within and without material and spiritual creation. Anybody know? Okay, we'll take Mathura.
I believe it's to be non-envious.
Well, I'm looking for the verse when Lord Brahma, in the Brahma Samhita, everyone can say it together. Oh, Vrindavan Prabhu. We're all children at heart. We'll take
Reeman Janaturita Bhakti Vilochanena Santasadaiva Vrudayeshu Vilokayanti Yashamasundaramachintya Gunaswarupam Govindamadipurusham Samaham Vajami.
Thank you. So this is the secret. This is the real secret to how we can see Krishna within and without, is by developing our love for him. And then we can see, everywhere we'll see Krishna, because Krishna is everywhere in the entire cosmic manifestation. And just as the sun is spread all over the universe, Krishna's energy is also spread all over the universe, both in its impersonal form and in its personal form. So when Krishna is pleased with our love for him, with our devotion, then he can reveal everything, just as the sun lights up the sky. So I wanted to just, today is Srila Vrindavan Das Thakur's disappearance day, and he's a very, very special devotee. How much longer are you guys in class for? 5 more minutes, 10 more minutes? Okay. So Srila Vrindavan Das Thakur, his mother was a pure devotee. When she was just a child in the house of Srivas Thakur, she received the remnant and the personal darshan. She received the remnants of Lord Chaitanya's prasadam. And when she was married and a young girl, she was pregnant with this great devotee, also pure devotee, Srila Vrindavan Das Thakur. And as far as we know, her husband died while she was pregnant, because there's no mention of his father anywhere in the Kodiya history. And then she took shelter and lived in Malini Devi and Srivas Thakur's home. And that's where Vrindavan Das grew up. So imagine, first of all, your mother's a pure devotee who got Lord Chaitanya's direct prasadam and darshan. And then you get to grow up in the home of Srivas Thakur and Malini Devi, who are also eternal associates of the Lord. And so his whole life was completely... And Lord Chaitanya was still on the planet as well. And he took... He took initiation from Lord Nityananda. And it was Lord Nityananda, his spiritual master, who ordered him to write about Lord Chaitanya's pastimes. So Vrindavan Das Thakur is the one who wrote, we know it now as the Chaitanya Bhagavat, but it was originally titled the Chaitanya Mangala. But another one of the Lord's devotees also wrote a biography of Lord Chaitanya. So at his mother's request, he changed the name to Chaitanya Bhagavat. But when you're reading Chaitanya Charitamrita, you'll often see references to Vrindavan Das Thakur's Chaitanya Mangala. So it's the same book, and it's a very, very sweet, so many love, just incredible pastimes of Lord Chaitanya in his, especially his early childhood pastimes, and so many beautiful prayers to Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda. And you can, well, get a little glimpse of how much devotion he has for these two brothers, Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda. He was able to see them as Krishna and Balaram, non-different, and he wrote a lot of beautiful prayers and verses describing how Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda are the same, Krishna and Balaram. And there's one verse when I was, this morning, you see how the deities are dressed? Right? Both Balaram and Nityananda are wearing silver, like the moon. And both Krishna and Lord Chaitanya are dressed golden, like the sun. And who knows that verse in Chaitanya Charitamrita by Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami? About Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda. Like the sun and the moon, and they've arisen simultaneously, they both came at the same time, Gaudadesh, right? Arisen simultaneously on the horizon to dissipate the darkness of Kali Yuga, right? And deliver us the holy name, the sweet holy name of Krishna. So you can keep this picture in your mind today and pull it up whenever you see the sun or the moon, how the Lord, our Lords, Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda are like the sun and the moon, Krishna and Balaram. And they're delivering all the living entities from this scary Kali Yuga, when normally the living entities who take birth in Kali Yuga don't have a chance. I mean, they just really don't have a chance. But we all came at the right time. We came at the time when Lord Chaitanya appeared in this Kali Yuga and Lord Nityananda. And their great devotees have been coming since this time, like devotees like Vrindavan Das Thakur, who have given us this knowledge and realization and sweet pastimes to become absorbed in. The whole Chaitanya Bhagavat's on the internet. You don't even have to have the book. You can read it on the internet. And there's eight beautiful prayers that Srila Vrindavan Das Thakur wrote to Lord Nityananda that's also there. I apologize. I was going to bring them with me, but my printer wasn't working. So you can look those up. Beautiful prayers. It's called Nityananda Astaka. And so Lord Chaitanya, he's the one who's giving us Krishna. And he gives us the process, Chaito Darpana Marjanam, of cleansing the heart so that Krishna can become revealed to us within our heart. And that we can actually come to this place that you're saying of where Premanjana Charita Bhakti Vilochanena, where we have love for Krishna in our heart. So this cleansing process of chanting the holy name and hearing the Lord's pastimes, talking about the Lord's pastimes. We talk so much in the day. We talk to our friends about so many things. So why not talk about how beautiful the deities look today? And maybe some of you even know the devotees who made some of this beautiful jewelry or the outfit. Maybe some of your parents helped with some of this jewelry. I see heads nodding. Helped with the outfit, helped with the jewelry. Maybe your mother dressed the deities or your father dressed the deities today. Or when you go home, you can look up some of these beautiful verses in the Chaitanya Charitamrita or in the Chaitanya Bhagavat about Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda. Offer a special prayer to Lord Nityananda today, to Srila Vrindavan Das Thakur today, but you also want Lord Nityananda and Lord Chaitanya to reveal themselves in your heart, and you want to be able to have their darshan all the time and to remember them and be actually in love. We have a little idea of love in this world. We love our parents, we love our children, we love our, hopefully our brothers and sisters, hopefully our friends, yeah, some days not. We have some idea of love, but it's so much deeper and so much greater than what we know. And it never ends. It's like an ocean that has no end, that's unlimited. They're like those stars that we see in the sky that never end, that just keep going. So I'm going to stop there. And if anybody has any questions or wants to share something, I'm going to first ask the children, since they leave first. Or some realization, there's something that you think about when you dress your deities with Gorni Thai or Krishna Balaram at home. Or is that an arm? Sorry. Or a mangala.
What should we learn to think, like that you said about the Lord Chaitanya and Lord Chaitanya being like the center group?
Can you say it again with the microphone not quite so close and enunciate for us?
We once learned a song about like Lord Chaitanya and Lord Chaitanya being like the center group, like 3 years ago.
Can you tell us a verse of the song?
I don't remember it.
Do any of the other kids remember the song? Oh, I think it's time to sing it again. I bet your teachers remember the song. Does anybody remember the song? You can find it. Does anybody remember what it's about, the song? About Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda? You know it. Well, you can just tell us what it is. You don't have to sing it. I bet you all know this prayer. Namo Maha Vedanaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namne Gaura Tushe Namaha. Do any of you know what it means? All incarnations, Lord Chaitanya, the greatest, right? He's the greatest. Why? Okay, we've got microphone back there.
Because he gives Krishna consciousness to everyone?
He gives Krishna and Krishna prema. Yes, thank you. Right. He's not black, he's golden, right? He comes in a golden form. And Prabhupada told us that when Krishna comes, he demands Sarva Dharman Prichajam Mamik, you surrender everything to me. But Lord Chaitanya, he does not demand. He gives Krishna. He gives Krishna and he through the holy name. And through his love, he delivers the whole universe. So you all came at the right time, and you did something really special in your previous life, many previous lives, to be here. And thank you. It's nice for us all to have your association. So become, if you're not already, become the Lord's pure devotee and help Srila Prabhupada and Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda give this Krishna consciousness to others. People are suffering like anything. We're really suffering in this world. And we all have the golden opportunity to follow Srila Prabhupada, Lord Chaitanya, and Lord Nityananda back home, back to Gaza. So, thank you. I think you have to leave now if the adults want to stay and have anything they want to share. Thank you all for being such a great audience. Hare Krishna. Oh, this is the best part. I get hugs. All right, any of the Vaishnavas, Vaishnavis like to share? Vrindavan Prabhu?
Just wanted to add one thing. Krishnadas Kaviraj explains that like Vyasadev is the who writes Krishna's Leelas. Vyasadev writes Krishna's Leelas. Similarly, Vrindavan Das Thakur is the incarnation of Vyasadev. He is the Vyasadev for Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Leela.
Thank you. Did you guys hear that? Vrindavan Das Thakur, it's in my notes but I forgot to mention it, is Srila Vyasadeva, who's come to write all of these beautiful pastimes of Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda. So. All right, anyone else? And I'm curious, I did find some of Srila Vrindavan Das Thakur's bhajans online. They weren't ones I was familiar with, and I was wondering, actually, when I saw that you were here, Srinam Panamali Prabhu, do you know of any of his bhajans to sing? The Nityananda Astakam. So that, do you sing that? Did you grow up singing that in Mayapur? Nice. Yeah, Nityananda Astakam. And that would be sweet if you want to stay for a few minutes. Anyone wants to stay, we could be nice. Would you leave that? They could pull it up because it's online. Right. Is Keshav still here? Or you know how you can pull it up offline? Or off of the cell phone? Yes. It's there on the Gaudiya Vaishnava website. Nityananda Astakam, very beautiful. And he gives a very beautiful benediction for anyone, Srila Vrindavan Das Thakur, anyone who chants these prayers, very beautiful benediction at the end. So it'd be nice to not miss out on this opportunity on his disappearance day. So, Banamali, that's all right with you, if you don't mind to leave? Well, just I apologize for putting you on the spot, but I. It would be nice for the devotees, both here at the temple and in the internet audience. Okay. Our glories to Srila Prabhupada, our glories to Vrindavan Das Thakur, our glories to Srimad Bhagavatam. Hare Krishna.